The Government Accountability Office is telling federal agency leaders it's time to get serious about addressing the lingering recommendations GAO has made to improve their operations over the past several months and years. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the government watchdog views the end of the Obama administration as a critical turning point.
With just 13 months to go until the leadership of the entire executive branch changes hands, GAO sees this as a critical time for agencies to get moving on recommendations it's issued throughout the Obama administration but have yet to be implemented. Gene Dodaro, the Comptroller General, says he sent letters to the heads of all 24 CFO Act agencies, giving them a list of all their open recommendations and what he views as the most critical ones that demand their personal attention between now and next January. The concern is that if leaders don't act now, those recommendations will be lost in the shuffle of a transition to a new administration.
And I've seen this happen over the years, and doesn't matter what administration it is, where there'll be a lull in the activities of the individual departments and agencies. They won't know, you know, what the new priorities are going to be of the new administration. It's an opportunity, if they don't really believe fully in implementing the recommendation, to slow things down until they get new priorities. So there's a lot of lost momentum that occurs in a change in administration, and the Congress needs to be helpful. I try to do what I can because we have a lot of continuity in GAO. You know, I have a 15-year term, so I'm there, and I see administrations come and go, and I try to focus on making sure they maintain progress that's good and things that they build upon to really fully realize things, but also attend to things that haven't been addressed before. But I always worry about the loss of momentum during these changes in administration.
Dodaro spoke Thursday at a hearing of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, which highlighted the total number of unaddressed GAO recommendations across government. There are 4,605 in the CFO Act agencies alone. As the government's largest department by far, the Defense Department is responsible for 1,004 of those. Dodaro says he sent a detailed listing of open recommendations to Secretary Ash Carter in August, but has yet to hear a meaningful response.
They have one of the lower response rates of implementing our recommendations. They're more in the 60% range rather than the 80% range. Part of the issue is that we find lots of problems over there. You know, one-third of our high-risk list is almost the Department of Defense and their business practices over there, and it's very difficult to get their implementation. One of the reasons is it requires multiple components of the Defense Department to work together. You know, many of our recommendations on overlap, fragmentation, duplication are within the Defense Department themselves, let alone across government. So they're a large operation.
After DOD, the agencies with the next largest number of open recommendations are the Departments of Treasury, Homeland Security, Transportation, and Health and Human Services, each of which have approximately 400 issues that haven't been addressed to GAO's satisfaction. The Veterans Affairs Department, the government's second largest in terms of overall spending, fared better with 210 open recommendations, but Dodaro still expressed significant concern about VA. VA's healthcare system made its first appearance on GAO's biennial high-risk list in February of this year because of persistent problems with veterans' access to health care despite liberal amounts of funding. And Dodaro says the department has shown little improvement since then.
There has not been significant progress. I'm very disappointed that we have not seen a very good corrective action plan from VA to address the high-risk areas. Now, I know there are other assessments that have been made and set in law by the Veterans Choice Act, in terms of commission on care and an independent technical assessment. So they're being hit with a lot of different recommendations. But I have been concerned. In fact, I've asked for a meeting with the secretary. I'm meeting with them tomorrow. We have a scheduled meeting to talk about the fact that I don't think they have a good plan. They haven't made significant progress. A number of our recommendations overlap those of or are consistent with ones from these independent assessments that are being done now by other parties. So I think if they address, they need an integrated plan to address our concerns and those expressed by the IG and by others. And I've got some ideas on how they could do that I want to talk to the secretary about. But I'm I'm concerned.
But GAO is only one component of the government watchdog apparatus, which reports its findings to Congress. Individual agencies' inspectors general also have a number of open recommendations, but no one's quite sure what that total number is across the government. Members of Congress said on Thursday that they'd like to see a single cross-cutting agency database of unaddressed issues arising from previous IG reports, akin to the one that GAO maintains for its own recommendations, not just to track agencies' responsiveness to watchdog oversight, but also so that Congress could mine the data for consistent management problems that pop up in multiple agencies, and which could be addressed via targeted legislation. The logical organization to create such a database would be the Council of Inspectors General for Integrity and Efficiency. It's called CIGI, which Congress created in 2008 to serve as a clearinghouse amongst agency IGs. But CIGI has never had a budget of its own, and it would be hard-pressed to take on such a project. Michael Hurwitz is the Justice Department IG, who serves as CIGI's current chairman.
4 years we've asked to be included in the president's budget. We haven't been. We've been funded through a variety of mechanisms, and we're talking about requests of about $4 million that we've asked for. Our budget this year is about $6.5 million. It takes a fair amount of staff to do that kind of work and IT infrastructure as well. We don't think we even have the IT capacity to do that at this point without an actual appropriated direct appropriation.
And absent consistent funding, CIGI doesn't have the staff or institutional memory to distill all of its member IG's reports into cross-cutting recommendations that could prove useful to members of Congress who are looking for patterns across agencies, whether those are duplicative grants, common management problems, or inefficiencies that plague all agencies at once. Hurwitz says those issues are discussed in regular CIGI committee meetings, some of which have generated multi-agency IG reviews on issues such as cloud computing and soon cybersecurity.
But we could be doing more in this regard, and that's one of the reasons we've sought a direct appropriation for several years now, because there could be more we're doing across 72 IGs and what we're learning and seeing and sharing that. But we need to upgrade our IT systems. We need staffing to do that. We have about 20 staff total for CIGI. Many of them are detailees because we don't have the direct appropriation, which means we don't know year to year what the pass-through funding is going to be, which has been largely the mechanism we've had over the last several years. So the president's budget doesn't include money directly for us, but for the prior several years, they have divided up through 17 IGs to see if they get funding. Those that get funding, not all of them do, then pass the money through to the CIGI. We've asked for example, $6 to $7 million over the last several years, and in the pass-through process gotten $1, $2, $4 million. That's no way, we can't run an organization and do some of the things that make complete sense to do when we don't know how much money we're getting year to year, because we can't hire staff in that way. We can get detailees, but that means people are just coming and going, and we don't have the kind of consistency that you need to do these kind of efforts.
For GAO's part, Dodaro says his office plans to do all it can to help the next administration adopt and solve whatever challenges aren't addressed by the current one.
Under the Presidential Transition Act, GAO has a responsibility to be a source of information to incoming administrations. So last time in 2008, we produced a website with all the key issues that we thought by department and agency on a cross-cutting basis, priority recommendations for the incoming administration to use. That was made available to the Congress and the public all at the same time. We did that 2 days after there was a president-elect determination. So we're positioning ourselves to do the same thing next time around.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.